Time for us to check in with Congressman Tim Walberg, still stationed in Washington, D.C. right now, as the big topic of discussion, continuing resolution. Will the government run out of money? Now, will it come down to the very last minute, do you think, on this?
Well, yes, and good morning. It'll come down to this afternoon, taking a final vote. The Senate passed it and sent it over to us. Disappointed that we didn't see a coalition of Republicans, Democrats in the Senate that could force a few things that we want to see in the House. You stop and think of what's going on at the border. There's nothing in the legislation for the border crisis that's taking place. There's nothing in it to curb the fentanyl problem that's developed because the border's letting it happen, and 300 people per day. You know, just stop and think about it. If God forbid, a plane with 300 people, which is fairly normal, I fly on those, would go down every day. What type of news would that make? I would think that you'd be reporting on that as being a dire problem, yet we're having fentanyl and opioids come across the border, and we're seeing the uptick of 300 people per day dying from that now. And yet nothing was in this CR to deal with that. Nothing is in it to curb inflation. Nothing is in it to deal with the supply chain. And it just kicks the can down the road till December 16th after the midterm elections and before I believe the Republicans take control as a majority after the election in January. So it's sad to see that's what's going on, and the crisis after crisis takes place. So I think you're getting a little idea where I'm going to vote on that bill today.
So continuing resolution would be you keep what's there just going. But under this, then you're able to add things to those measures?
Yeah, we could do that. Continuing resolution basically sets the foundation of what has been in place and just extends it for a short-term fix to be able to get past the end of the fiscal year, which is October 1st, begins a new fiscal year. So rather than spending time dealing with it beforehand and doing it the regular order process and having the entire budget looked at and passed for the coming year, yet we will kick it down the road.
The way as contentious as politics is these days in Washington, D.C., will we ever be back to a process where there is a budget done in, I don't know, August, maybe middle of September for the next year, or is it always going to be like this, no matter who's in power?
No, I don't think it has to be like this. You know, it takes two sides to have a majority enough to do it, both House and Senate. We did it once during the Trump administration. And got it through. We had control of both houses, and we had some goodwill that came from Democrats to get it across the line. That was early on. And it has happened, it's happened probably three or four times during my tenure in office that we actually passed the budget on time. So it can be done. In this case, you would hope that there would have been enough votes in the House to pass one, even if it was a Democrat proposal. Nancy Pelosi controls the majority in the House. The budget starts here. She could have pushed it forward and got it done. However, when you have people like AOC and the Squad who strike fear in the hearts of a lot of the Democrats that are there right now because they are fearful of having a primary challenge against them, they will give in to that radical, progressive, Green New Deal, climate change group that just holds things up. So even Nancy Pelosi could not get that done. I'm hoping that changes next time around. We used reconciliation once when Paul Ryan was Speaker of the House and Trump was in office, and we got things done that way. And we would hope it would take place again, but it looks like we'll be fighting this again on December 16th. And I think that's hopefully will help America's voters coming up in November to see that there is an alternative. And that's why I was proud. We talked about it last week, the commitment to America that we put out last Friday. That's continued on, had a press conference on the steps of the Capitol to make it very clear that what's working now isn't working. And to fight for an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom and a government that's accountable is a commitment we're making to America, asking that they would take a look at it, decide if that's the direction they want to go. I think that also involves working with Democrats of goodwill that want to see things forward, and I think that's another reason why this CR is in place, because there are some Democrats that are saying our districts are not satisfied with what's going on, and even as a Democrat, I see a need to change.
All right. Talking to Congressman Tim Walberg from Washington, D.C. this morning, shifting gears a little bit, Vladimir Putin to announce today the annexation of four provinces in Ukraine. Of course, they had the fake votes on that, or many people call it a mock vote, basically, for those to come into Russia. What's new on that front, and what should we be most worried about of this latest move by Vladimir Putin?
Putin's crazy. I think we have to say that. Filled with a lust for power, he wants a Soviet Union built again. If he gets Ukraine, that's a step. I met with Romanians yesterday who were very clear on the fact that that cannot happen. They are specific that Snake Island has to remain in control of Ukraine, because if it doesn't, then the efforts for bringing oil and natural gas from the Black Sea off of Romania falls apart. That will be an option for Europe to get energy sources not from Russia anymore, and Russia is very clear right now. You have to believe that they sabotaged Nord Stream 1 pipeline to show that they still can control and cut off to Europe. If that takes place, Europe doesn't walk away from friendliness with the United States, but they are forced then to acquiesce and say, Putin, Russia, we need your resources, and so I guess we'll accept some things we didn't want to accept. That's untenable. That can't be allowed. Russia is losing this war. The Ukrainians are winning it. They're taking significant hurts from that, but Russia is as well. Europe has stood with them to this point. Other nations, like Moldova, sit on a hot seat that could change perspective of what's going on if Ukraine isn't allowed and encouraged to continue winning the war and ultimately take it down. We see the start of disturbances and revolt in Russia now. People are speaking up. People are leaving the country in droves. It's interesting to see the lines of cars that are leaving and buses and planes going out of Russia. People have said, no, we're not going to war in a war that has no meaning to us. So I think it's a time for resolve, and I'm delighted to see that Ukraine is standing strong. I'm delighted to see that we and other nations of the West have decided we're not going to accept that.
Tim, thanks. We'll look to see what happens with the vote later today, and if not sooner, we'll talk next week, all right?
Okay. Make it a great weekend.
All right. That is 7th District Congressman Tim Walberg, live from Washington, D.C.